Thanks for joining us. I'm Rhonda McBride. Before we get to this week's culture-rich conversations, we wanted to hear from one of the show's previous guests, Lori Colbert. She has a family law practice in Anchorage and is one of about a dozen female Black attorneys in Alaska. She watched this morning when Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I was smiling from ear to ear. I was, thinking that it's about time. 233 years that the Supreme Court has been in existence, and this is the first time that we've had a Black woman on the court. When you think about that, it's been just a really, really, really long time coming. We've been kind of locked out of this world. I hate to say the word vindicated, but vindicated is a good word, that we were acknowledged as a voice in this country, and I'm excited to see what she does on the court.
Given her background as a defense attorney, this is kind of a new twist for the court to have that kind of a voice. How do you think it will help?
As a defense attorney, as a criminal defense attorney, which I've never been, you are there to make sure that people's constitutional rights are not violated. And I think that that's a unique voice because I think that what I recall is that she is the first person that's been a prosecutor that is now on the Supreme Court. And so I think that she has a unique view that she will look at it in a different light and bring a different type of voice that the court hasn't heard before.
She's coming to the court at a very difficult time when pretty much the court is out of sync with popular opinion, and she will be in the minority.
That's true. She is going to be in the minority. We know that her appointment doesn't change the ideological makeup of the court, but she still is going to have a voice. She's going to have a voice when she writes a dissenting opinion that may one day become law. So I think that even though she's going to be in the minority, I think her voice will still be heard by the way she votes and by the opinions that she writes. The youngest member on the court right now, she's going to have a lengthy tenure on the court, which is exciting to me.
In the wake of the George Floyd death, there are still concerns about making our criminal justice system more fair, more equitable. She's got a lot of tough work ahead of her.
I have every confidence that she's up to the task. She's very smart. She has a background that rivals all of the other justices that are currently on the court. She's more than qualified, which is generally the case with a Black woman when you're looking at her in those types of positions. She's always overqualified, and she is definitely qualified to handle what's going to come at her in the Supreme Court.
So, Lori, what is your story as a Black attorney? Did you face a lot of challenges to get where you are today?
I'm Alaska born and bred. I went away for college and law school and came back to Anchorage, and it took me a while to pass the bar. I had challenges after I passed the bar in finding a job. I had a very, very good mentor. My goal has always been to be the best attorney that I can be. Given that, I think that once I got my foot in the door and got my skills honed, I don't think that I've had issues as far as judges recognizing me or discounting my work or anything like that. There's very few of us. There's very few Black female attorneys in the state. I think there's about 15 of us in the whole state. And so we are few and far between. And sometimes people don't acknowledge that we are attorneys. I've had instances going through the courthouse security where people don't believe that I'm an attorney. Or they ask me, are you supposed to be in this line? Because at the Anchorage courthouse, there's a separate line for attorneys going through security. And I've been asked that question a couple of times. But I don't really get questioned by the judges because they know me. I've been doing this work for 27 years. So I think that once you make your your face known and your name known, and they know that you are a good attorney. You're not one of those people that give attorneys bad names. I think it becomes easier for us. I shouldn't say easy. Easy is not the word, but we're on par with the rest of the people.
So now that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is on the highest court in the land, what will that do for Black female attorneys?
Well, if anything, I think it'll encourage us in acknowledging that we are in all the places that we can be. And I think that hopefully that it will inspire the next generation that they can reach the Supreme Court. What my hope is that she's not the last one. I have to wait another 200 years for another Black female.
How did you feel emotionally as she was swearing in? Was there some sort of tug at your heartstrings?
Oh, man. You know, it was one of those days that I thought I wouldn't see in my lifetime. It was very emotional. And as I said, I was smiling from ear to ear, you know, with just a sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment, and you know, that she was there and she was getting sworn in. And you know, just like a part of me was with her. I'm just excited. This is an important day in history.
That was Lori Colbert, a family practice attorney in Anchorage. I also talked with Rex Butler, a longtime defense attorney, a Black lawyer, and a civil rights advocate. This morning, were you able to watch the swearing in?
Rhonda, unfortunately, I was not, because I was in a deposition. But I'm so happy that she's on the bench now. She's a young, brilliant jurist who's going to be on there for a long time, and she's going to help straighten that court out. She's going to need some help, though.
And why do you think she will? Do you think her background as a defense attorney might figure into that and maybe give the court a different element than it's had in the past?
Yes, I do think that is a major reason why she will be a game changer. You see, what people don't understand about criminal defense lawyers is more than any other type of lawyer, we deal with real life. The people we deal with are at their lowest ebb. They have become what society views as pariahs, until, of course, someone that you love in your own family needs a criminal defense lawyer. But when you're sitting just looking at people who are involved in criminal cases, these are people that nobody wants to be bothered with. And so it takes something extra to do this kind of work, and it stays with you, you see. And that's why I know that it has stayed with her.
And so you really do believe that she will be a game changer, as you said.
I think that she will more likely than not be the type of person who can feel the pain of some of the people whose issues will come before that court. And that's important. Judge Sotomayor is like that, too.
So what do you think will be her toughest challenge?
Well, I think one of her toughest challenges will be dealing with the conservative bloc. And that bloc is the conservative bloc, not six, as a lot of people like to say, because I see Justice Roberts as conservative but moderate and able to view issues in a way that are not so politically conservative or Republican. I think that that other bloc of judges, I just think that it's politics, really, that is hurting us. Politics.
Do you support adding more justices to the court?
Not really. And the reason why I say that is because I truly am a traditionalist, for whatever good that is, okay? And what I mean by that is, you know, the court swings from one way to another often enough. And that's because it changes depending on what personalities are on the court. You know what I mean? And I don't think you add just because you don't like the way the court is ruling on issues. I don't think you do it that way. You just have to deal with the moments we're dealing with right now. And at some point, it'll come back, at least to moderation. I believe that.
Did you ever think that we would see a black woman on the highest court in the land?
Yes, ma'am. I thought it would happen. I really thought it would happen while Obama was in there, but it didn't. He didn't get a chance to appoint as many as he wanted to. But I'm glad to finally have her, and I'm going to tell you why. Quite frankly, I'm glad to see a true African-American on the court. Because, see, as I say, a true African-American, it's more than the color of your skin that makes you an African-American. So I'm not, you know, I mean, there's another person on the court, the same skin color as she, but now we have a true African-American.
What you're saying is that Judge Thomas is not a voice for minorities?
Absolutely, positively is not. On the contrary, I think he's a voice against minorities. That's what I think. You know, you reach a certain age in life and you just don't care. I'm going to tell you something. I think Justice Thomas hates himself.
And those were the opinions of Rex Butler, a longtime Anchorage defense attorney, his reaction to today's historic swearing-in of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Up next, Culture Rich Conversations.